98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Bickley and Murata.
Handing out the hardware.
Yeah, we do it every Monday. It's our version of the award show. We call it Hardware, and it's brought to you by Revitalize. Make changes that can last a lifetime with Revitalize. Give them a call today, 480-435-3557. Or schedule online at fatlossphoenix.com. And if you do, tell them Bickley and Murata sent you.
Absolutely. You want me to start or something?
You want me to start or something?
My first award, this is part of a two-part award. I'll give you the second after you give your first award. My first part of the two-part award is the Don't Tread on Me Award, and I'm giving it to the National Football League for the sham of a tryout they afforded Colin Kaepernick. Now, I'm not talking so much about the late notice of it all and the not allowing the media to film it all. The fact that they tried to make him sign a very special waiver that was non-standard to the situation shows that the league really, they were showing no love or no anything in this tryout. And I think this is really disgusting. The way so many media members in the NFL have kind of carried their agenda for them. But I have a corollary award coming up, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Maybe I'll give my thoughts after you give your corollary award.
Nice, nice.
My first award, I'm giving it to the Hype Man / Excellent Teammate Award. And I'm giving it to Mark Ingram of the Baltimore Ravens, who finished up his media availability in Baltimore after a huge win over the Texans. He saw his quarterback, Lamar Jackson, waiting to take the podium, and he went into hype man mode.
The MVP front runner. If anybody else got to say something different about that, then come see me.
Yeah.
I'm right here in B-more outside the bank. If you got an issue with that, come see me. I'm about that. Big trust. Woo woo. Lamar Jackson in the flesh.
Yes, sir.
Big trust.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
That's so good.
That's good hype manning right there.
That is so good.
That's like even Flava Flav was sitting back there going, all right, he's good.
That is so good.
Yeah, boy! They got a good thing going on in Baltimore right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I will say that.
They're having a lot of fun with it, right?
Yes.
The Pathetic Wardrobe Award, Vinny, my corollary award, goes to Colin Kaepernick, okay? Who showed up for this tryout with a shirt that said Kunta Kinte. You and I kind of went back and forth on this before the show, and I've been thinking about it, and at the end of it all, you're right, okay? If you want to make a difference and have people focus on what you're trying to bring attention to, don't distract them by wearing socks with pigs on them, and don't distract them by wearing a shirt comparing yourself to the most famous fictional slave, well, one of the most famous fictional slaves in history. Because what you do then is you get people calling you a fraud because you're a multimillionaire. And when you compare yourself to a slave, people aren't going to buy anything you say. And I am here to say that your initial take was right. If you're going for a job interview with the Arizona Cardinals, you do not wear a shirt that makes them go.
No, that wasn't my point. My point was you don't bring a recording device to record it because you don't trust them to record it.
Well,
I saw somebody bring that up on Twitter, and that made sense to me.
But the NFL shouldn't be trusted in this case. But at the same time, it matters what you wear to a job interview.
Well, I'll say this. In a way, respect is a strong word. I understand what Colin Kaepernick is doing because he's trying to get back, and some people even doubt that, but trying to get back into the NFL on his terms. And he's not going to back off his personality, what's important to him, who he is as a human being, just to play in the NFL. Therefore, I don't think he'll ever play in the NFL before, because that whole thing, you're right, it was a sham. And to have 24 teams interested in watching you work out, because of the actions of the NFL and because of the actions of Colin Kaepernick, 8 teams.
Cardinals were one that bailed.
Bailed or were unable to get there. It was a 60-mile venue. Event. And there was a 60-mile venue change. You do the math.
These scouts are used to driving 104. If they want to get somewhere, they will. I think the Cardinals heard this and said, we fulfilled our end of the bargain. We said we'd go.
Probably.
And now we're not going.
But I don't know.
But you know what? You're right about that. The choice in the shirt, even though my initial thing was, can we not focus on his clothing? The more I thought about it, the more I thought, you know what? this is essentially a job interview. And you come to, you come like that, you're announcing your militancy. And that's not the way to get back in the league. I get that you're Colin Kaepernick. You can't capitulate too much or you lose everything you fought for. But at the same time, be a little smart about it.
Yeah, I would agree with
that.
Be
the change you're looking for in the world, Vinny.
Yeah. I got the You Might As Well Forward Your Mail Award next. And we talked about the Tennessee radio host who lived on the roof of the car dealership.
Yeah.
For a week while waiting for the Tennessee Volunteers to win. This guy's taking it to a new level. Cincinnati Bengals fan. He's a bar owner as well. It started off as a lark. He said, I'm going to stay on this roof until the Bengals win a game. He's been there 5 weeks. They're 0-10. I don't know if the offseason applies. He's never coming down. The Bengals aren't winning for a long time. This isn't like a 1 week and done.
Yeah.
He's talking about how bored he is. There's nothing to do, but he painted himself into the corner.
What a joke.
Stop doing this, people.
Stop doing it.
Especially
really?
When you root for really bad teams.
Yeah, exactly.
He also didn't paint himself into a corner. What's going to happen if he doesn't live on the roof?
That's true, I guess. But now the media has gotten involved, so he'll be called a fraud.
All right, the GOAT Award, Vinny, I'm giving to Bill Russell, former NBA great who was inducted in the NBA Hall of Fame in 1975, but never acknowledged it, never accepted his Hall of Fame ring, and never really explained why. Now, Bill Russell was the victim of a lot of racism when he played in Boston, and I've gathered a lot of stories in reporting for a book I once did, and it was amazing how he handled all that. Well, it turns out over the weekend, he accepted his Hall of Fame ring after 44 years, and we find out the reason why. He mentioned the name Chuck Cooper. Chuck Cooper was the first African-American ever to be drafted in the NBA, and Bill Russell said, I did not want to accept this personal honor before the men before me were honored, properly honored. I thought that was a really cool reason. I don't know.
44 years in the making.
44 years.
Talk about having
your
principles, huh?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. My next award is the We Deserve Better Than This Award. And I'm speaking on behalf of any Cardinals fans, or 49ers fans for that matter, that watch the game on television with Daryl Johnston and Chris Myers. First, and I didn't pull examples of this because I was so bothered by it, but Chris Myers, of all people, trying to casually and organically drop Drake lyrics into his commentary every time Kenyon Drake dropped the ball was lame as hell. And then, at least get a color commentary guy who can say the last name of one of the head coaches who's in the game.
I would throw the flag if I was Cliff Kingsbury.
That way, he did that twice within like 15 seconds of each other.
Kingsbury.
Wow.
Better yet, turn the sound down on the TV. It's easier said than done because there's a delay between radio and television. I get it. But if you got a DVR and you listen on the app, you might be able to sync it to where you can listen to Passion Wolfley instead of whatever team they give you.
I heartily endorse that.
Thank you. Cliff Kingsbury.
All right, my last award, Vinny, is the I Feel For You Award, and I'm giving it to Tua Tagovailoa. Gruesome injury, fractured hip, displaced hip. All sorts of nastiness happened to him on the football field, and you wonder what's going to happen to his draft status because of it. I didn't have a problem with him playing an entire half. Even if you are nursing a guy, allowing him to play one half of football that's good. You give a guy a half off. Play one half. So it's not the fact that he was playing. I just didn't like this idea that, well, we wanted him to. It was important that he practiced the two-minute offense. My point was you're up by 35 points, or you're up 35-7 against a defense that can't do anything to stop you. Working against them in a two-minute offense is going to get you nothing. But I don't even want to focus on that now. I just want to wish the best to that kid, because that kid gave everything to Alabama. He gave everything to college football. He probably shouldn't have been playing in the last couple of weeks. Had an incredible game against LSU when he wasn't even 100%. And this kid, I hope he doesn't pay for it with his professional career.
It's in doubt right now. He had surgery today. My last award is the Delta Bravo Award, and I'm giving it to a guy by the name of George Pappas, who plays basketball at Monmouth University. Did you see this?
No.
Monmouth is playing Kansas. They're getting absolutely blown out. It's garbage time. There's 15 seconds left. The shot clock is off. And Kansas is up 55 points. So the crowd is gathering. This Pappas guy kind of sneaks around the guy who's dribbling the ball, dribbling the clock out, pokes it away, steals it, dribbles it down court, and dunks the basketball, then starts talking smack.
I did see this.
You're down 53, Pappas!
I saw this. And he was telling people, I don't give a bleep! That's what he was saying.
Now, don't answer this question, because it could get us in trouble.
Okay.
But I'm just going to ask it rhetorically, and I'm going to let it float, and people figure it out. But you know what sound a vinegar truck makes when it hits a water truck head-on? There's a sound that's made. You could probably figure it out, and that's hardware for this week.